so
You're,
bad.
you remember how I'm down in San Diego again? Oh yeah, I'm in San Diego right now. I'm not at home.
No, I did not.
I tried to let you know on Saturday that I was going to be out of town.
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Are you in San Diego or are you down in Chula?
Technically, right now the hotel is at San Diego, but
Down in Chula?
down in Chula.
Oh,
This
I
is why
hate
my
you.
camera's off.
I hate
Ready?
you, yeah. Are you like fully robed up,
Oh, I
fucking
am. Wait,
living
look at my
lavish
car
in your
over here. Look at my car.
hotel?
Look at my chair over here.
Oh my God, you look like such a business professional on a Zoom call.
I'm so fun with my dinosaur PJs underneath.
Do you feel like a one of those like wild work from like travel for work people?
Yes, but we should start the episode and then talk about it.
Okay. And welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about Shan's travels at work. Big fancy in her executive looking hotel over there.
It's a fancy hotel. There's a steakhouse here.
It's a steakhouse at the hotel.
There's a steakhouse and a spa at the hotel.
Fucking go off. Shelling out nice.
We're not talking about when I tell people where
Don't bleep it
I
out. There's a very easy bleep function.
There is. But yeah.
I'm gonna start randomly bleeping random words in the middle of your
Just to freak
sentences,
out people.
so it sounds like you're like cussing up a fucking storm.
Oh
It's
my
gonna be
God, we're
fantastic.
having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun though.
How's San Diego?
Good cold.
Cold.
Yeah. I feel like I'm closer to the beach than I normally am. But I've also been working morning shifts, which I've usually been working evening shifts when I was down here the last time. So that could be not helping. It was like 43 when I left my hotel this morning.
Holy fuck,
I was
bro.
like, oh my God, I'm so cold.
And you are a very cold person in
All the
general.
time.
Just in general,
All
you're
the time.
always cold.
I told my boss today, because I was in the office at work, and they have this somebody just has like a like a electric plug-in like heater pad. And I was using it yesterday and I was like, I'm gonna get one of these for my office. I mean, what? I'm always cold. And do you have an iron deficiency? No. As a matter of fact, I don't. They test me every
Been
time because
tested, yeah.
look like I have one. Don't. Just am cold.
Which is weird.
That I don't have an iron deficiency, I'm cold.
Yeah, well, yeah, I feel like you don't like consume like crazy amounts of red meat to the point. Like I feel like you could have an iron
Iron's
deficiency.
not only in red meat,
But it's
but
like
I do
that's
eat
how
a fair
most
amount of
people
red
that's how
meat.
most of humans get the majority of their iron is red meat though.
Well, let's look up and see where what foods are high in iron that I eat.
Most common foods high in iron.
Nuts. I eat a lot of
Nuts,
nuts.
dried fruit,
Wholemeal
wholemeal
pasta
pasta
and
and
bread.
bread. That'll do it. That's
I
the
don't eat
one.
I don't eat, yeah, I was like bread. I don't eat any iron fortified bread and breakfast cereals.
Neither do I.
Oats, and I drink a ton of
Legumes.
oatmeal.
Oh, see, I eat a fuckload of beans, so I'm good. Legumes, mixed beans, baked beans, lentils, chickpeas, all my shit.
So animal-based sources of iron are red meats, offal, which is like the livers, the kidneys, and the
Oh,
pates. Yeah.
no.
Poultry is high in iron.
Poultry.
Poultry is, and fish and self and shellfish.
Yeah, fish is also high in mercury,
And
baby.
eggs. I
But
eat a ton of eggs.
we
There's
also
also
we
stewed
on the
tofu.
yeah, oats and tofu we skipped as well. So
Yeah.
there you go.
But I also, and I drink oat milk.
Yeah, so yeah, you're good. You're
I'm
set.
fucking
You're
always great in
fucking
iron.
set on iron.
So fine. But I'm cold.
We hung out this weekend. We didn't have to give details, but we hung out. at a very fancy party.
It was very fancy.
A very fancy party.
I got real buzzed. Was
yeah.
I annoying?
No.
Okay. No, you were great. Lauren Kel was laughing at me, and I'm like, oh, is she laughing because this is awkward because I'm annoying?
No, Kel just thinks you're funny as hell.
I think Kel is funny as hell. That works great for our dynamic.
Yeah,
I was just
yeah.
Am I being weird?
No,
funny?
You're fine. Like, no details, but it was with like a lot of our old coworkers that we left storage with.
Most
So,
of them have too. There's
yeah,
only a
most
few
of them
of
are
them
gone.
left.
Thank the freaking Lord.
Good for them.
They left that
We're
horrible
trying to get
company.
the rest of them out.
Which, yeah, we really are. And oh my God, like things got so much worse than we expected them to get, apparently, when we
I
left.
like had a talk like not terribly long ago about how when I left that company and how like how much they had offered for to like try and get me pay wise to stay. And like everything at that party confirmed that I left it at the right time.
Yeah,
Everything.
yeah, yeah, yeah. We jumped, like we barely got to deal with anything. We left, got our hands clean of it fast, while everyone else had to like wade through some bullshit for a
There's
while,
some people
apparently.
still wading through it, and
Yeah,
I
no
do
way.
not. It like sucks, man.
Please get out. If you
Please
listen,
get
if you're
out.
listening, if you're we love you, you're our friends, get out of there.
Get out.
It's a good time though. I got
It
pretty
was.
I got a little turnt too.
Yeah.
I got turnt fast because I was drinking kind of fast because I was trying to like power through not feeling that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It mine was like I had the Did you just ask me about my whiskey?
Yes.
He seemed like absolutely shocked.
Yeah. He's
Yeah,
like, I
I'm
thought you were
drinking
drinking
this.
wine. And you were
I
like,
had wine
yeah.
because I was, but then I realized that other people had old fashions, and I realized he just didn't have the mixers for a sour, but he did have the mixers for an old fashioned. I got an old fashioned.
And he was like super intrigued
Yeah.
that you were whiskey.
Yeah, and I was like, I drink whiskey neat, dude.
Yeah.
Like, drink whiskey and scotch.
What about it?
What about it? Like, everybody else has got their margaritas. I'm like, I don't like
Hey,
margaritas. I
hey,
don't like
hey,
tequila.
hey,
Listen,
hey.
you have your margarita. I said, I don't like tequila. I didn't talk shit on
You
margaritas.
sounded very
I didn't talk
your
shit.
tone
I said,
was very
everybody else had their
condescending.
margaritas, but I don't do tequila. That's all I said.
Have you had mezcal yet?
But I'm not gonna buy a whole bottle of tequila because I don't usually drink tequila,
No,
so
I'm
I need.
saying we'll go to a like freaking any like modern Mexican food spot where they have dank, like more like modern Mexican menu and like cool drinks, and they'll have some like fancy mezcal drink there. They probably do
I could probably
mezcal
go to.
old
I
fashions.
was like, also, I could probably go to some dank, really good Mexican places down here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Because
yeah.
we not that far.
No, yeah.
I didn't realize it the first time I came down, but this time when I came down, like as I was heading down, it was like Chula, 8 miles. And then the next one was like the border, 10. And I was like,
It's like
oh
right there. It's like right there, homegirl.
man. I have a real ID. They'd probably let me go in there, but I've also got rainbow hair, which I feel like would put all
Do
eyes
you have
on
a
me.
passport?
I
Huh?
need to get one.
I thought you had one.
No, it was like when I first quit, like choose, and when I broke up with Chris, I was like, oh, I need to get myself a passport because I want to travel more. And I just
But you've had one in the past, right?
I had one as a child, or at like
Oh,
under
because I was like,
18,
didn't you have to
all the
like,
trip.
haven't you been to the Philippines and shit like
Yeah,
that?
all of my trips where I needed a passport, I was underage.
Is the Philippines like the like where else have you been other than the Philippines?
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. What part? You don't know.
No, it was like partially in TJ. We were helping at a Christian orphanage. We were helping like build up things.
So you weren't like too
It was
far in Mexico. You're
no,
like right over.
no, we
Okay.
were like right over it. Yeah, it was a church, like it was like a church camp. It wasn't a camp. It was a mission trip, but we didn't do a ton of outreach things, I want to say, because the majority of us that went were also very white, did not speak any Spanish. So we did a lot more like helping the church like build things up, like actual hard like labor.
Question. As a 30-year-old
32.
non-binary, non-gender conforming, like very vastly different adult than Your upbringing. How do you feel about all those trips you were on?
I will say that, like, realizing and hearing, like, a lot of things, I try to focus when I talk about those trips that I took on the things that I know that we did that benefited the community, but they were church trips, they were outreach trips, they were very much
Trying
modern
to,
colonialism.
yeah, trying to push your beliefs on
Yeah.
lesser
So,
fortunate people,
and
and
I
yeah.
feel like some of them, like the some of the things we did on Olope, like when we helped the actual churches that were down there, that were not run by white people, that were run by the people of the communities, like in the Philippines, like the youth groups that we interacted with that actually helped kids get into college and get college degrees and like help pay for that kind of thing. And
That's
like,
still awesome. Yeah, like
yeah.
that's still good.
Yeah, it was like the medical one we went where we went up into the hills of the Philippines and we like entertained the kids while their parents waited in that line for hours to get like their illnesses seen to because they've never like had a doctor visit before. So I try to focus on the positive things that I know extended beyond the reach of just that. I mean, I still, we've talked about it before, I still believe in God. But I do understand where people are coming from when they're like, it's kind of modern day colonialism. I'm like, I get that. I totally get that. Because what else do you call it? You know? You're going,
Evangelism or
yeah. They
whatever,
call it evangelism, but yeah,
yeah.
we're going into another country to convert them to our religion. It's like, we'll give you these things, but you have to come to our church kind of
And
thing.
follow our rules, yeah, like.
Yeah. So I think there was good, like when we went down to Mexico, like going and building the parts of that, like, because it was like an orphanage. The church was like at an orphanage, had an orphanage attached to it. It's like building up things for them, like that does more good outside of like just the outreach things. Now, I will say the trips I went to Mexico, those were like 3-day trips. It's like a weekend. Like,
Yeah.
it wasn't, we weren't down
It
there
was
that
like
long.
Friday to Sunday.
Yeah, it was like Friday to Sunday. When the Philippines, that was 2 weeks later. I focused on the things that I got to experience, the way that the community impacted me. When I went to Kentucky, because we did the same thing, we went on mission trips to Kentucky. I focus on the joy that we brought those girls up. So we went to this place where they called the state put all these kids that they didn't feel they could do anything with. It's like a big group home, and they called them like the throwaway kids.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they had like hard, shitty lives, and we got to like share like love on them and like bring a little bit of joy to their life kind of thing. You know, like do the same with some of the community out there that like they didn't have anything to do. Like the fun thing to do on Friday nights was to get in a car and drive around high, like drive around circles the Dairy Queen.
Jeez.
Like because there's just nothing. It's like the middle of nowhere back roads in Kentucky.
Well, that's what you do in Mexico too. You just like drive around the town over and over and over again, fucking drinking beer.
Yeah.
So
So
in like Sinaloa, deep
I
Mexico,
yeah,
where we
I
go.
was like, I
So.
think I focus on those. Both of those were over like Christmas and New Year's. It was like we left just after Christmas for both of them, and then spent the time over New Year's. So I got to like experience some amazing things. I got to go to the Philippines and spend New Year's watching firecrackers that were like the size of my arm go off, like these huge ones. Like, you know, I got to experience the rich community. But yeah, you know, I'm not going on any now.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I usually call the Philippine one a medical mission trip because we were partnered with a husband and wife doctor team that were using their expertise to help people out in like the impoverished communities. So I'll usually reference it as my medical mission trip versus my work mission trip versus my like foster outreach trip.
Yeah.
If I even talk about the Kentucky one, quite honestly.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
I would never go to Kentucky.
That's fair. I was in high school for all of these.
No.
So.
I just don't really feel that. It's like, no offense, Kentucky. Or maybe offense, Kentucky. I don't know.
No offense to the governor of Kentucky who tried really hard and vetoed like to pass a law protecting trans youth, and then that got overturned by the Senate of Kentucky.
Fuckers.
So no offense to the governor, who is doing a fabulous job trying to protect people.
But full offense to the rest of the
Full
state who
offense,
won't let it
full
happen. Yeah.
offense.
So, fuck Kentucky.
Anyways,
What's up?
I'm I'm so stoked. I feel like so many things that I've put in here. I want to start with, did you see the Barbie movie trailer?
I have seen the Barbie movie trailer. It looks
I'm
fucking
so excited.
phenomenal.
I'm so
It looks
fucking
wild.
good. Did
Margot Robbie is perfect.
you see Kate McKinnon?
I did. Do you remember the horrible alternate reality in which Amy Schumer was originally cast as Barbie?
No. But that was
What?
the worst. I
Oh
hate that
my
so
God,
much.
you didn't know this? Hold on.
I will say, like, in certain scenes, Margot looks like she's cousins with Anna Kendrick.
Oh, I'm not an Anna Kendrick fan.
That no, not Anna Kendrick. Emma Stone. Why the heck
Oh,
did I say
okay.
Anna Kendrick?
I just dropped it in the Zoom chat here.
Got it.
Amy Schumer was originally cast as Barbie in the new movie
I
instead
have
of
a lot.
Margot Robbie, and people have a lot of thoughts. Explaining on why she quit the project, Amy said last year, "The studio definitely didn't want to do it the way I wanted to do it, the only way I was interested in doing it." I don't know what the fuck that means. So if you were anywhere near the internet on Tuesday, then you were probably aware that the character posters and a trailer for the much anticipated Barbie movie finally dropped, promptly sending everybody into a meltdown. Despite very little being given away in terms of the film's actual plot, the teasers were more than enough to whet everybody's appetite ahead of its July release. Holy shit, July?
Yeah, it's not that far off.
I feel like it's
Nicuddy
farther off than I
Gatwa is
thought.
in it, and I'm really excited for that. The guy
Michael
who's gonna play the
Cera.
mixer, Michael Cera, is gonna be in it. Please,
Michael Cera. I love
he's
Michael
Alan.
Cera. There's only one Alan.
I don't know
Who
how I feel
Oprah
about
says.
Ryan Gosling being. I'll be honest. I
Wait,
don't
what the
hate him.
heck? Dua Lipa's in it?
Dua Lipa's the mermaid.
Dua
I'm so
Lipa.
excited. I want a music number.
Dua
Give
Lipa
me.
is fine.
This is real fine.
Dua Lipa is fine.
And her music gives like a so fucking much. Like,
It's so
fucking love
fun.
it. So
Dua
fun.
Lipa's shit just puts me in a fucking good mood. It's
Yes.
like
Don't show up.
groovy and just like it's great. It's a
I
good
feel the
time.
same. I feel exactly the same. It's like, oh, I really like this music.
Okay, okay, here we go. In late 2016, Sony cast Amy Schumer in the titular role, and
Yeah,
she was also
it's like
signed
all the way
on to
down.
co-write the script. But 4 months later, Amy cited scheduling conflicts as she backed out of the project. In March 2022, the comic admitted that this excuse wasn't entirely true and that she'd actually decided to leave the movie due to creative differences. In an interview with Hollywood Reporter, Amy said that she quickly realized that the studio had the wrong gal and that there was only one way she was interested in making the movie, which did not align with Sony's vision. The studio definitely didn't want it. Okay, but what does that mean? Does she elaborate?
She revealed that she wanted her character to be an inventor and was underwhelmed by Sony's suggestion that Barbie could invent a pair of high heels made out of jello. The final straw came when the studio sent Amy a pair of Montbello pis
Manolo Blahnik shoes to celebrate her casting being announced. She explained, "The idea that that's just what every woman must want right there. I should have gone, you've got the wrong gal."
Sony's option on the Barbie movie ended up expiring in October 2018, and that was when it was transferred to its current studio, Warner Brothers Pictures, and Margot's casting was confirmed. So she quit it when
It
it
was
was still with a
under
completely somebody else.
It was under Sony's
So
umbrella.
she probably has no idea what this movie is about because it's completely different. So it's not, so for me, then she didn't leave the Barbie movie. She left Sony's Barbie movie.
She left a Barbie movie.
She left a Barbie movie. It wasn't that Margot was cast over her or that she left and then Margot was cast. It went to a completely different company, which means the movie entirely could have been rewritten by that point.
That's very true. Margot's casting was confirmed in July 2019, and it was another 2 years before Greta Gerwig signed on as the movie's director. And while the Barbie project with Sony and Amy no doubt would have been very different to what Greta has created with Margot, the fact is that this version with Margot never would have been made if Amy had not backed out of the deal in 2017. So there you go.
I also have like I bet you anything like one of the things she also wanted, which would have been good in all honesty with Amy is not a small woman.
No.
No, by not my any. She's still gorgeous. I don't agree with her. Like, I don't really care much for her comedy, especially realizing a lot of it's actually like borrowed from other comedians.
No, she sucks.
Yeah, I was like, she's not that
She's
funny, and
really
she's really
bad.
using like everybody else's good jokes. So I'm not like her biggest fan, but she is a pretty woman. Like, she's not an ugly woman, so I can understand why she would have been cast as Barbie. And Sony might have been going the route of like Barbie can be every size that they're doing now inclusively in the Barbie collection. So I wouldn't have hated that, but this is not what I feel like Margot's Barbie is doing at all. I will say there are Barbies that are different shapes and sizes, and they've showed that in different colors, and I'm really appreciative of that. Somebody pointed out though that Kate McKinnon's Barbie looks like Cynthia from Rugrats, where a kid has cut off all of her hair and drawn on her face. And if you look at the car scene where they're just flying through the air suddenly and doing a flip, that also feels very reminiscent of a little girl playing with her Barbie Mustang. There's every chance that this video can be like, this is the world that the kid has created, especially if you take into account the conversation that Barbie and Ken had about, well, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, so I have to stay over. Why? I don't actually know. A little kid wouldn't know. So it might be, which is what I wanted the Dungeons and Dragons movie to be. Never told you that, I don't think. I wanted the Dungeons and Dragons movie to end with them zooming out, and it was like, and that's where we're going to end this session. Like, and it be like a whole like the characters in normal clothes
And
at
does
a
that
Dungeons and Dragons table.
does that not happen?
It doesn't.
Like
Somebody told me today, and I'm so upset.
I thought you had already been and
No, I
confirmed
was
it
like,
for
that would have been
yourself.
amazing though, because then it could have set up for a sequel so easy, and you could have changed, and they could have been whole new characters in the new movie. Or like somebody could very easily be like, oh, they couldn't show up to this one and not add Chris Pine in this one. But like,
Everyone's like apparently fucking loving that shit though.
I said it looked amazing from day one, and everybody's like, well, we'll see, we'll see. And I'm like,
My
no.
thing was
No, it's
always
2020.
I always thought it looked good, like the effects and everything was dope, and how they were like portraying the world was dope. I just always thought that the dialogue was like the writing was a little cringe, like the comedy and the jokes and all that
My
stuff.
thing
It
is
was a
the
little
comedy
like,
is cringe, but it knows it's cringe. Like, you can tell it's making fun of itself. I love it. But I'm also like, to be honest, I can be a little bit cringe myself. Yeah.
Just
Yeah. Like,
fair.
I'm always honest about myself. I can be a little cringe in myself, so that cringe writing doesn't necessarily get to me.
It
And
gets to
since
me
it
a
was a
little bit.
bard who was like, but he was like a bard making fun of himself, and like all the ads I saw for it, I was like, I'm really looking forward to this. I like that he's not the hero character. He's just the bard. He's not the warrior. He's not the rogue. He's none of that. He's just like the bard who doesn't have very much strength and was struggling to get his. The one scene that I've seen from it that I really want to see is like they're both, him and the girl warrior, are like tied up, and she busts through her things and starts beating everyone in there, and he's trying to break his on the edge of the steps, and this isn't very sharp, I can't get on. She's like destroying everyone while he's just struggling with handcuffs,
Great.
and I'm like, perfect,
I still
that's all
haven't
I
seen
want.
it.
I haven't either.
I need to go watch it.
I am desperately
The Mario
so
movie comes
desperately.
out this week too.
It looks like a lot. It looks like they're smashing in, like, he has to go find Princess Peach, and then he has to go rescue his brother from the mansion, and then he's got to go beat Bowser. And I'm like, this feels like a lot being shoved in the
I don't
movie.
think so. I think it looks fantastic.
Go for it. You have fun.
And he doesn't have to save his brother from the mansion.
There's a scene where he's in the mansion with all the ghosts in the mansion behind him.
But I'm sure it's all as part of the same journey.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah, that's
I
what
don't
I'm
know.
saying.
I will say I'm not as excited for Mario. Sorry.
Kel refuses to watch it with me because she hates Chris Pratt, and like that's fine, so do I, but I'm not gonna discredit all of Nintendo's work for the past 10 years just because of one white man. So,
I can't stand his voice.
I mean,
I also just not sure it looks good. Like, though, like,
Jack
personally.
Black as Bowser,
Jack Black as Bowser was a good decision.
Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Who's playing Peach?
Anya Taylor Joy.
Keep talking to me while I look up who Anya
She's
Taylor
like
Joy.
the that like girl that looks like a weird elf that everyone is super into. She's from The
Oh,
Menu.
she was in The Menu, you're right. She was also in one of the Marvel movies. What was it?
Queen's Gambit is like the big
Yeah,
one
I didn't
that
see that
people
one.
know, but it's like the big
She was
thing.
in Split. The New Mutants. She was in The New Mutants.
Oh,
She was
okay.
really fucking good in The New Mutants. I'll give her that. Like, she played an angsty teen really fucking good.
Yeah, she's Peach.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, literally like the Charlie Day is Luigi, also great. Like literally the casting is fucking perfect except for Chris bitch ass Pratt. So
Yeah, but he's the
again,
main character.
yeah, but I'm not gonna discredit everyone else's hard work for it, just for
It's
one
fine.
guy.
No, it's fine. You do you. I'm
Yeah.
not sitting here judging you, but I also just don't think the movie looks good, so we'll have to see.
Well, everyone disagrees with you.
That's fine.
Reviews came out
Yeah,
to
all the people I've encountered were like really excited about it.
reviews came out today, and while like actual critics and stuff didn't give it good scores, the audience score, people who are actually care and like are into it, it's like at a 98% audience score.
I would like to see a Venn diagram though of the people that saw the 90s Mario movie and the people that are giving this new Mario movie a good review.
I mean,
I want to
it's
know where the
literally old. That
overlap
it's
is.
only people our age,
Yeah.
because that movie is like old as fuck. So,
But that's a lot of people or
yeah.
people older than us. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see a Venn diagram of how many of them are like, because that's the same thing a lot of people are saying about the Dungeons and Dragons movie, is that a lot of people like it because they watched the horrible one back in like the 80s.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it was bad. Apparently it was like really, really bad. And like, I think a lot of people are comparing this one to that one. So it might be good and it might just be they're being happy that it's better than the last one. I don't know.
But at the same time, like, how can you really even associate it with the other one when it's been like 30 years
I
or
agree.
more, you know what I mean? Since it came out.
Listen.
Yeah. Especially because
I would like to.
one is live action and one is
Yeah.
animated. So it's like, I don't think they're like even comparable in any sense of the word, honestly.
I would also say that I don't know if my judgment should be trusted because I like the Sonic movie.
Everyone did. Sonic
Okay,
movie's
good.
fantastic.
I had a lot of people tell me they didn't like it.
What? Like,
Yeah. I had like friends of mine be like, the Sonic movie wasn't that good. And I was like, I liked it.
well,
I thought it was funny.
your friends are idiots.
Thought it was funny.
It was a good movie. I haven't seen the second one and I
I
want
haven't
to
seen the
so
second
bad.
one either. I've been trying, where I'm working right now, they've been playing the second one every once in a while. And I've been trying to not catch just like parts of it because I'm like, I don't want to walk away. I don't like this. There's a lot going on right now. Do you want to do Easter Islands or do you want to do the pollinating bugs?
Pollinating. What about
The
you? Did
pollinating.
you threw something in? You threw in something about Flavor Flav.
I did. I forgot. Yeah, I threw in that Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor
It won't load for me.
Flav. I'm sorry.
Why is why is what? Why is the Twitter logo
A douche?
a doge?
I don't know. I just noticed that too. I was just gonna leave it and not say anything. Here, I'm going into the chat and dropping the TMZ link since that's what you need really anyway.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know why he's a douche.
I mean, I like it. I like doge.
Don't hate it, but yeah.
It's just throwing me off. I need to leave. Okay.
Yeah.
Flavor
It was like,
Flav.
don't look at it.
Big man on Harvard camp. What? Who let this man into Harvard?
He donated a clock.
He donates his clock and speaks to students. Flavor Flav has officially crossed over into the Ivy Leagues after
Hey.
spending today and tomorrow at Harvard University schooling students about the roots of hip hop culture. TMZ Hip Hop obtained video of the Public Enemy legend lending
Stop.
his expertise in the language arts to students within Harvard through a table read of Emily Dickinson's 1896 poem, A Clock Stopped, and how it tied into
Loving this.
rappers' bars over time.
That's
Holy
so
shit.
cool.
I want to be educated by Flavor Flav about the history of rap. Like, I don't even really like rap music, but like, tell me, sir.
It was a fitting choice of literature, seeing that Flav donated one of his notable clocks to the Hip Hop Archive Research Institute.
There's a Hip Hop Archive Research Institute? I want to go. Apparently,
professors Henry Louis Gates and Tommy Shelby were on hand to accept the timepiece. Other guests included Lupe Fiasco, who previously taught at Harvard and now teaches at MIT. What the fuck? Lupe Fiasco teaches at MIT and used to think at what? And used to teach at Harvard? I did not know that. That's crazy.
Rapper D1,
DJ Stretch Armstrong. Talia Ali, daughter of late boxing legend Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm. And a personal friend of Paige.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
He has plenty of festivities still in the pipeline. He's scheduled for a writer's workshop, a sit down with PBS, and he's volunteering to feed the homeless inside a Harvard Square homeless shelter with a few student groups. Let's go, my dude.
Flavor Flav going good off, on honestly. You.
I love this.
Yeah, this is honestly awesome. I think it's cool that, like, he's out here reading a freaking Emily Dickinson poem to people. That.
And then, like, educating on how it ties in with rap. I love it. I love it. That's pretty fucking dope. That's amazing. That's great.
No, Public Enemy is, like, his group Public Enemy is, like, considered, like, one of, like, the greatest pioneers in rap and hip-hop in general. So, he definitely has like the credentials to be out here talking about this shit. So.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's good. Like, I like that history being passed down, and especially from a firsthand source while we have them, rather than it just being a documentary about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go. That's so fucking cool, actually.
Yeah, go off, Flavor Flav.
That Twitter, brought me so much more joy than I thought it was going to. I was not expecting
that to be as wholesome as it ended up being.
So wholesome. Donated his clock to a hip-hop research institute. I love it. I want to know what their hip-hop program, like, is it a class about hip-hop? Like, do they have class? Can I take that as an elective?
Yeah, like, when
is
I
it a
was,
minor?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, fairly new, fairly, like, recent, but when I was in school, like, when I did college for a bit, like, there was, like, history of rock music and stuff like that.
That makes sense that you would switch over to history of rap, which,
mm-hmm, which has a, as it becomes, a lot. As it becomes the mainstream, yeah, so.
Yup.
Pretty cool.
Ooh, we have 6 minutes left. I don't know if we're going to fit in another article, and we keep losing and cutting off.
We can do it.
Okay, what are we doing?
We're doing the Easter Island Heads.
Okay. Hey.
You know the Easter Island Heads, right? Yeah?
Yes, I do know the Easter Island Heads. I also knew that they had bottoms too. This
you knew this?
Told me, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This Twitter is not opening.
The tweet's gone.
The tweet's gone.
Hold on, let me...
Here, I'm just clicking to read more.
Island Heads have bodies. You already knew that they had bodies?
Yeah, didn't they like sink into the ground? Isn't that what the issue was? Is they were so heavy that they just sunk?
I don't know.
It was either that or a flood. Okay, go.
So practically everyone has seen the iconic image. Yeah. Practically everyone has seen the iconic images of the Easter Island Heads. What you may not have known is that those Easter Island Heads actually have hidden buried bodies. Archaeologists have uncovered the bodies associated with the heads and have found interesting discoveries that further our knowledge of the Easter Island civilization and how they created the monoliths. The Easter Island Heads are known as Moai by the Rapa Nui, who
that's what I was just like looking
into the tropical South Pacific, directly west of Chile. The Moai monoliths carved from stone found on the island are between 1100 and 1500 CE. A bit of an aside, CE refers to Common Era and sometimes replaces AD.
Mm-hmm.
As with many things on Earth, time took its toll on the statues and buried them in sediment and rocks, hiding and preserving the torsos of the Easter Island Heads. However, a team of archaeologists at UCLA developed the Easter Island Statue Project to better study and preserve these artifacts. Through this work, the team excavated several of the heads to reveal the underlying torso and body. So, yeah.
They just kind of like
either
sunk or like floods.
Yeah, they weren't purposely buried. They're just so old that over time, like, fucking the earth just grew over them, basically.
Yeah. things grew up, things moved around. I'm sure, like, little floods. I'm sure, like, just natural. Like, if there was flood and water underneath, that these things are so fucking heavy. They don't have, like, foundations, so they started sinking. I knew that they had bodies, though. I don't remember why I knew that. I just remembered that, yeah, they weren't just heads. They were bodies.
That's crazy, because...
They're neat.
I could have... This is, like... When I saw this, I thought I had crossed into, like, some Mandela Effect alternate universe, and I was like, no, no, no.
That's, did
They've
you ever,
always
did you
just been heads. What are you talking about?
Did you grow
about?
Up watching Night at the Museum?
The
with Ben
movie
Stiller?
I thought it was Nicolas Cage. No, that's National
it's
Treasure.
It's definitely not Nicolas Cage.
That's National Treasure, yeah.
But Ben Stiller. There was an Easter Island head in that museum, and it was just the head, so it talked. And I don't know if that was a real artifact that's in the Natural History Museum in New York, or if it was like, they like, this would be funny. It's an Easter Island head. Let's pretend it got excavated and pulled over here.
I've been
and
that to
might
that
be
museum
what.
And I Is don't, there... I don't know. I was like in eighth grade. I don't remember.
I was like, I don't know. I've never been. And it's like a very real possibility that they picked it because they knew it's a historical thing and like had it. But then because of that, they would basically gaslight you into thinking that it was just a head.
That's fair. I mean, I was tripping out. I was like, there's no fucking way. These things have bodies.
Yeah,
but
I said it and I was like, yeah, bodies. They're whole people. I think they were designed off of like the tribe leaders.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But
I don't think we actually know.
That's going to do it for us here on the podcast this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you share it with a friend. It's the best way we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at KnifeLifeOSC, KnifeLifeOSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet,
you can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
And that's pretty much going to be it this week, huh? Mm-hmm. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been an in-hour chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
101, baby.